I came to my senses. And so I said, I just started crying and I started praying, God, I want to come home. I want to come home. And even though I was on my knees on a cold concrete floor, somehow it felt like I was running home into the arms of God the Father.
Today is your day to come home to God. He loves you and will always accept you no matter what you've done or where you've been. You can have a new start today and change the way you live the rest of your life. Let's join Kenneth Copeland now for today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't think he's taking anything away from God because he was God's son. But made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. Even though he didn't brag about it, he didn't even talk about being the son of God, but made in the likeness of men. But yet, at the same time, he didn't begin to think some other way just because the Pharisees got on him for calling God his father, like he was robbing God. But even as a man, fashioned as a man, he still had this mind that he didn't consider it robbery by being equal with God. Now, verse 9, God hath highly exalted him and given him his name, which is above every name. All right, mark that ninth verse. Now, in Ephesians chapter 3, in verse 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to whom did he bow his knee? To the Father. Now, listen carefully what he said, because this has been misread many, many times. And when people would see what it was saying, they would, through religious correctness, back off of it and say, oh, no, you know, who? No, not us old ugly things. We're just unworthy, you know. Well, you were unworthy, but he didn't leave you that way. Just as I am, yeah, amen. Come just as you are, but he ain't gonna leave you just as you are. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now, either way you go at that, he is referring here, the whole family is named after the Father. Well, now, Brother Copeland, now that's just stretching this a little bit too far. I believe we're named after Jesus. Well, I'm kind of glad you said that, because we just got through reading that the Father gave him his name. Thank God. I've been named after God. I have been given the authority. I've been authorized to walk in his family, to walk in his name, to walk in his calling. Glory to God. I am named after him. I am his heir, a joint heir with Christ Jesus. The blessing of Abraham is mine. It is in me and on me, and I am the seed of Abraham. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. That's exciting to me.
Yes.
But now I will tell you this, you have to renew your mind to that.
That's right.
We have thought this other way so long, And we've been in a dying world for so long that by habit, you just think poor old us all the time. But we're not poor old us. And all of it goes back, for God so loved the world. And you're part of that world. He so loved the world. Now, if he so loved the world, then why does he get us all saved if he so loved the world? Because with us, through us, by us, for us, is the blessing that will change the world. And you remember what the blessing said? What did he say to Adam? Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. He ain't talking about babies. They're going to have babies anyway. And did. With a blessing or without. What is he talking about? Doesn't the scripture say the whole creation is travailing? Travailing, crying out for what? For a manifestation of the sons of God. Why? Why is the creation crying out for a manifestation of the sons of God? Because the replenishing power for this creation is in that blessing. As the earth wears and as the earth ages, it was in the blessing of Adam to replenish it, repair it, rebuild it, keep it, grow it, bless it, operate it. Well, I got to close with this. If I'm down to this, I got to close. We had come home one. Oh, man, we'd been on the road. I felt like I'd been pulled under a door, you know. And I'm dragging around. And I hadn't been home any time. We'd been on the road, I don't know how many weeks. And back there then, man, we'd go 21 days in one place, two or three services a day. Got home. And I hadn't been home 1 or 2 days, and all the symptoms of cold and flu came on. Man, I'm laying there in the bed that night, and I thought, now I got to fight this stuff. Glory to God. Well, I just don't understand. What is this? God of mine. All of a sudden, from over here somewhere. I tell you, she screamed, she hollered, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, it was blood curdling, demon whistling loud, man. I mean, and she jumped, I don't know how she did it. She jumped up and she come down out of the sky. I've seen her do this 2-3 times. We've been married nearly 50 years. We'd be 49 years our next anniversary. But I've seen her do this 2-3 times over a period of time. I don't know how she does it. Man, I mean, here she come. And she lit right on top of me. And when she did, we bounced like that. All this time, she's screaming at the devil and slapping me and knocking me around. And when she hit me and we bounced, I went right out in the floor. I landed on my back saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. God. Amen. I told you I'm glad I didn't marry some chicken woman. Praise God. I married a warrior, brother. Amen. And she and I together, there ain't a demon in hell that can stand up against that. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's given us himself. He's given us his name. He's given us family king status. His love is so far reaching that all eternity, I'll never fathom what manner of love he has bestowed upon us. And if you'll just quit struggling, quit trying to be something. Quit trying not to be something. Just be loved. Amen. Let him love you. Would you stand with me, please? If you need healing in your body, just release yourself to him. As we read on there in 1 John, which we will do as the rest of the week goes by. We have known and believed the love. We've believed the love that he has to us. We believe it. Most people will agree that God loves me, but then when you get down to the real thing, it's just head knowledge. You get down in the closeness of your prayer life and your prayer time, and you have this condemnation sense about you that, oh God, I just, and the truth be known, you really don't have the sense that God loves you. I just don't feel like he loves me. Well, quit trying to feel and believe the love. One of the strong earmarks of someone that is plagued with a spirit of depression, they refuse. I know, because I suffered with this for years till God delivered me from it, and he used Gloria to do it. One of the earmarks of that spirit of depression is to never believe that somebody loves you. Even when they're standing there telling you, I love you, man. No, you don't. I know you don't. No, ain't nobody loves me. And you drive people away, and all the time on the inside, you're trying to do something to get a love reaction, but when it comes, you drive it away and say, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, ain't nobody loves me. Just relax. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, when we are weak, he is so strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Anyone in this room that has never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, don't go one more second. Don't keep on telling him no. He is God. Don't tell him no any longer. Tonight is the night. This is the time. It may be that you've known Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, but you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost with a prayer language and a praise language. Oh, listen, he loves you. Quit struggling trying to get that. He's already given it to you. He loves you. It's not the getting, it's the receiving. Hallelujah. And it could be that you'd say, Brother Copeland, I've known Jesus as my Lord and my Savior, but I got sin back in my life. And I want that out of me tonight, Brother Copeland. I want to be set free from it. Well, I'm going to lead you in prayer in those areas of your life. But for a moment here, Jesus loves you. He's not holding anything back from you. Everything he has is yours. All that the Father has, he said, is mine. And the Spirit of God will take what's mine and show it to you. Oh, hallelujah. The problem has been in not being rooted and grounded in that love. So just begin to receive it. Say, God loves me. God loves me. I've seen it in the Word. The Bible is His very own Word. He wouldn't put something in His Bible and it not be true. What manner of love He has bestowed upon the whosoever and the whatsoever. And He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that us whosoevers could believe on Him and have everlasting life and not perish. And I was part of that world. If you're one of those that I talked about, step out from where you are right now just boldly. Be bold about it. He was bold about going to the cross. He was bold about being punished. He was bold about accepting your sin. So be bold, if nothing else, but just to honor Him. And step out from where you are right now and make your way right up here so we can pray together and believe God together. If nothing else, just do it as a testimony. I remember that night and I finally said, I don't care who knows it. I'm a Christian for the world to know. What do I care what they think now? Jesus is my Lord and I'm glad. And just be bold and just come on up here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus loves me. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, He'll baptize me in the Holy Ghost because He loves me. Oh, He'll cleanse me from all sin and all unrighteousness because He loves me. He wants me clean. He wants me cleansed. He'll not turn me away. He said He wouldn't. He'd never turn me away. No, 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 no. He never turned anybody away. I'm going. I'm going tonight. I don't care what they say. I don't care who thinks what. I'm going to Jesus. I'm coming home. I'm coming home, Father. I'm coming home. I've had all this nasty world. I'm coming home. Thank you for loving me.
Jay was raised in a Christian home, but he started to rebel in junior high. As he grew older, he found himself hooked on alcohol and living in two worlds.
I decided I was tired of the 50% world, 50% Christian. I was even tired of the 98% Christian, 2% world. And the reason why is because I'm a 100% kind of guy. And so I finally got to give 100% to the world. And that was that's when it got real bad.
Jay began drinking recklessly, earning 3 DWIs and a near-death wreck. A 4th and 5th DWI landed him in prison to serve 10 years. In prison, Jay wouldn't stay out of trouble. After a fight with another inmate, he was thrown into administrative segregation, an isolated 6x9 cell.
And so I couldn't get any worse Death Row was the only other place I hadn't gone yet. And so at that point, I started thinking, man, I got to do something different. And that's when the Holy Spirit just started talking to me. And just that's when God said, I need you to try to give me 100%. And it was that night where, even though I was confined to a 6x9 space, that was my spiritual pig pen. That was when I said, okay, you know, I'm a logical guy. Not even the spiritual aspect of it, let's just think logically. And that's when even the prodigal son said, he came to himself, he came to his senses. I came to my senses. And so I said, I just started crying and I started praying, God, I want to come home. I want to come home. And even though I was on my knees on a cold concrete floor, somehow it felt like I was running home into the arms of God the Father. God was ready to deliver me of some things instantly, and he was also ready to walk through some deliverance with me progressively. And that meant a lot to me because he wanted to partner with me.
God began working with Jay in prison, developing and raising him to be a leader and example to his fellow inmates. A few years later, Jay was finally released on parole. With a passion and mission to restore ex-felons and families of loved ones in prison, Jay founded his ministry, Forgiven Felons.
Now, that's how I live my life. I don't live my life any less radical for Jesus than I lived it for the devil. And I don't feel like I owe Jesus any less than what I gave the devil. So I'm just going to continue to, and the more, or the only way I can see that I can really live radical for Jesus is to not only stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might, but also with this ministry, Forgiven Felons, help other men and women to stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might after they get out of prison. So that's what I'm doing, and I'm loving it. It's a different life for me, but it's the one I choose, and it's the one I love, and I'm having the most fun at.
Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher invite you to Behind the Mission Weekend in Secaucus, New Jersey, September 16th and 17th. For more information, go to kcm.org.
Good friends. Just thinking about them brings a smile to your face and great memories to your mind as you think how they've touched your life. They've been there for you when you've needed them and loved you through good times and hard times. Best friends forever. What if I told you Jesus is that kind of friend? If you don't know him or you'd like to go a little deeper in your relationship, now's the time. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, The Resurrection Truth, and his mini book, The Plan That Never Fails, will introduce you to a friendship that will last forever. Everything Jesus has done has been because he loves you and accepts you for who you are. Put an end to feelings of fear, loneliness, and rejection. Discover a love that will change everything in life for you, give you a fresh start, and get you on track to live life to the fullest. Friendship with Jesus changes it all. Start right now and get to know him as your friend.
Order The Resurrection Truth today for $10 at kcm.org. In this 2-CD series, Kenneth Copeland shares how the power of Jesus' resurrection affects you personally. You'll also receive the mini book, The Plan That Never Fails by Kenneth Copeland, free with your order. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
Jesus said in John 10:10, you remember, he said, the thief comes for only one reason, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's all he's got, and that's all he's ever after, and that's all he's ever going to do. Now, God is not a thief. He doesn't come to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Now,
In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose life that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life.
Amen.
And he is the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord God has given you. Hallelujah. Forever. That includes
life and long life.
So, you choose. God has already made his decision. He has set Jesus before you. He raised him from the dead. Yes. Jesus went into hell and paid the price for Adam's sin, which covered you and paid for your sin. That's all been done. He's not holding none of that against you, but you must receive and reconcile yourself to God. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now listen, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be
Everybody
saved.
Everybody qualifies.
I found out I was a whosoever, and it got that wickedness and past and guilt and all that out of my heart and out of my mind. And I realized, hey, I see where I've been missing it all the time. Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray this now out loud. Father.
Father.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
You raised Jesus from the dead.
You raised Jesus from the dead.
Just for me.
Just for me.
Come into my heart, Lord
Come
Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I receive you.
I receive you.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I repent of the past.
I repent of the past.
I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
See you tomorrow.
Glory to God.
Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you've made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org.
He knew me. Yeah. When he